The next show that will be presented by the El Paso Community College Theater Ensemble will be opening on Friday, April 4th at the Trans Mountain Forum Theater, and it will be Butterflies Are Free. And somebody else will be freer after this performance, and that is a longtime local theater icon, Hector Serrano, who is a theater professor at the Valle Verde campus of El Paso Community College, and he will be retiring after this show. I can't believe it, Hector. How did this happen?
Well, I was there too long.
Oh,
so
really?
When you're there too long, then it's retirement time. It's time for me to move on.
And move on to what?
Well, move on to more vacations, more cruises, more trips.
Yes.
I really have enjoyed my free summers now. Since I left Viva El Paso, I've used the summers to travel. So now I don't have to be restricted to summertime travel. I can travel at any time. So.
Well, in fact, you just returned from London, did you not?
That's right. I went to a theater seminar in London, and I was there 2 weeks, and it was a wonderful experience.
Oh, what I can't imagine what's left for you to learn about theater. I mean, what do you experience?
Well, you know, theater is changing. Every year there is some new form of theater. In the textbook that I use for my students, it used to be a chapter called The Theater Today.
Mm-hmm.
And just this edition, they changed it to The Global Theater Today. And that word has really affected, all of the arts, but in particular theater. I think, you know, now we can see theater from Pakistan, theater from Greece, theater in this country, in our language. So it's amazing.
And is this the main thing that you believe has changed in theater?
I think so. And the internet and everything is available for students and for the general public to Google and see what's new, what's coming, mm-hmm. where it is playing. So that has had an effect.
When you first became aware that this change was occurring, how did you experience it? How did it dawn on you that there was this metamorphosis?
Anything that's available in translation is new. And that's how I first became aware of the changes, because all of a sudden, in English, we had shows that were formerly not available. But now, because of translation and you being able to send it at the push of a button, it's really amazing. So that's what made me aware of that.
Yes, absolutely. And have you seen any translations in presented that really have hit you?
Primarily Shakespeare. You know, since I have the Shakespeare on the Rocks Theater Festival, you know, I've been to Greece, for example, and there was a Shakespeare play in Greek. And then I went to Italy and the same thing happened. So, and I thought, wow, if this is happening their way, then their plays are coming
our way. Yes, it's both directions.
Right.
I was thinking of foreign plays being translated into English, but it's the other way around, too.
Yes. Now, they were always translated, but they were not as readily available as they are now.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah, so now this global exchange, I can see where that would just blow the lid off of anyone who thought they had seen or heard it all.
Yeah.
It's just...
And recently I participated in the Siglo de Oro Festival, which we host here, and the companies, both companies that came, had further stops into the United States. So that's fairly new. They used to come here and Juarez and go back home. But now they were going as far up as Minnesota and on several other places. And I was amazed that there were Spanish speakers who hosted them now. And that's another example.
Oh, that's exciting. And it speaks to the power of a stable venue also, because I do think the Chamizal's hosting the Siglo de Oro for so many years and being so consistent, it allowed it to really take just the way plants travel.
Yes,
they seed
exactly.
themselves across a terrain. And, so that's really a nice development from that devotion to Siglo. For people who don't know Hector Serrano, I remember that I believe your name associated with Teatro de los Pobres?
Teatro de los Pobres, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that is my first awareness of any kind of bilingual theater in town.
Mm-hmm.
And your name associated with that, and oh my goodness, you were a deity in your association with the power of theater and the arts, and I didn't even know you beyond that. Mm-hmm. So let's go all the way back. Where were you born and where were you educated?
I was actually born in Ciudad Juarez, mm-hmm. and I came over when I was 7 years old and went to parochial schools here and learned English. And from then, I went to Cathedral High School, and then I went to UTEP, and then I went to New Mexico State University and the University of New Mexico, mm-hmm. New York University, the University of London. And all of my higher education was in theater, particular educational theater. Mm-hmm. And that's where I became aware of the need for students to have theater in their curriculum because of all it does for them, you know, theater. So.
I have many times over encountered youth who are obviously gifted and yet somehow uncomfortable in their own skins, and then they discover theater.
Exactly.
What have you seen?
Yes. I've seen the same very thing, and I still see it today. You know, I saw it when I started in the mm-hmm. 70s, and now in 2014, I have a lot of students who have a lot of potential, and they can be bilingual. And somewhere in the back of my head, I think this is the perfect place to have a bilingual theater school. So if I have the energy, I'll maybe be instrumental in someone beginning that.
You just keep going.
Yes.
That's such a marvelous thread. Do you remember the moment when you were infected with theater, with drama, and knew it was your calling?
I believe it was in high school when I went to Cathedral, and at that time.
Where did you go to grade school?
I went to Sacred Heart School.
And then to.
In South El Paso, mm-hmm. and then I went to Cathedral.
Okay.
And I was really interested in theater. I don't know why. I just wanted to put on a mask and go on stage and be someone other than myself. And I talked to my English advisor, and I said, why don't we put on a play, a senior play? Because we didn't have a theater. And he said, okay. So he said, well, you find a play that we can all do, and I'll see if we can do it after school. So I found 12 Angry Men, and it had only men, and it was 12. And I recruited everybody else. So we went to the audition, and believe it or not, I got the smallest part of all the 12 Angry Jurors.
You were the instigator, but not the star.
Exactly. But then I got hooked because of the camaraderie, you know, and meeting after school and having fun and having the audience applaud and us taking a bow. And, mm-hmm. you know, then I said, this is it. This is it for me.
What do you think?
I found it in high school.
What do you think people discover about themselves and the world at large through drama?
Well, what it did for me was it made me realize that my personality, my way of thinking is not necessarily able to coincide with another's. But that doesn't mean that we can't work together. And that still amazes me about theater. You know, there are so many different personalities that come to rehearsal, so many different ambitions, but yet the show keeps us all together and gives us a one unit focus.
Yeah.
And I love that about theater.
I think the act of acting mm-hmm. is to step out of oneself and become another and interact at a level that's totally separate from mm-hmm. self. So mm-hmm. it does force that kind of openness, or else you just can't get there.
Right.
You can't play yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't.
No.
You can't. And students discover that on stage, that they can be somebody else and be really curious if they're not. Be really sensitive if they're not.
Yes.
But they learn these qualities.
And your actual acting experience, what percentage would you say of your time, your many years in theater, was spent acting versus directing and educating?
Well, I'm not very good at math, but the last show that I did as an actor was a show called I Do, I Do. It was a two-person musical, and that was in 1985.
Wow.
And since then, I have not been an actor. Mm-hmm. So how many years is that?
Oh, I'm equally bad at math. I'm sure someone out in our listening audience
around 40, I guess.
Close enough.
No? Close to 40 years that I have just focused on directing. And I prefer that so much more.
Have you ever found a student who simply could not perform, or for some reason just was unable to be there?
I have, but they discover their incapabilities while on stage as an actor or as a technician, But yet they appreciate the show, and they're aware of how much more work it takes than what they originally thought. They don't get discouraged, but they step back and mm-hmm. say, well, I'm not ready or I'm mm-hmm. not right mm-hmm. for this. And it happens all the time. This semester I had a student like that.
Yes. But how many people or percentage or
I would say
common?
Around 5% of okay. the people that I have been in contact with, as a professor, as a mm-hmm. director, around 5% just don't have it.
But that's you know? Still a very valuable experience.
Oh, yes.
I have tried things and mm-hmm. then realized this isn't for me. This mm-hmm. doesn't work. I didn't really know what I was getting into. It makes me glad I tried because mm-hmm. now I know, and it mm-hmm. also makes me appreciate more mm-hmm. what I'm seeing next
oh, yes.
time I watch or,
yes.
or experience that art form yes. or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So
it looks easy. A lot of people
when
sit
it's
and
done
watch
well,
and say,
yes,
I can do that. I can do it, and yet they realize, my God, I guess I can't.
Yeah,
you know, like memorizing lines. That's the one thing I have trouble with mm-hmm. my students. There's no way I can teach them how to memorize. That has to come from them.
I think it's unique to each, the way each person is wired, that ability mm-hmm. to remember and how they remind themselves amid all the stimulation of being on stage is part of the delightful terror of being an actor, I
right.
think. Yeah, risk takers. Do you think mm-hmm. risk taking is inherent to acting?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. They have to be brave and
Well, tell us a bit about Butterflies Are Free, which, of course, is opening this coming Friday, April 4th. It runs through April 13th with performances just Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at the Trans Mountain Theater. Tell us about that.
Well, Butterflies Are Free, I've always wanted to direct the play because of what it says about the people who are handicapped. In this particular play, the protagonist, the young boy, is blind.
Mm-hmm.
And he has always been blind. He was born blind. And his mother, of course, is overprotective of him. He is now in his late teens, early 20s, and he wants to become independent.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of us feel that handicapped people need a lot of help. They need to be move this way. They need to be given everything. But this play talks about the independence of the handicapped and how they need freedom to experiment, to express themselves. And that is the biggest lesson the play teaches, is that, you know, handicapped people are special and they are just like us.
Oh, yes.
You know?
And have as much right to
yes.
explore uh-huh. and try things as the rest of us do
yes.
and figure out how we're going to make
yeah.
it all
and
work.
One of the lines that the boy says, love me because of me, not because I'm blind.
Oh, yes. See? Yeah, because it can go, prejudices can go both ways. We can overcompensate.
Exactly.
Yes,
overcompensating.
Yes.
That's what most of us do, and yet we don't realize it. And this play makes us
mm-hmm.
say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's also a natural form of prejudice, even though it's a positive emotion behind it. But I can't thank you enough for being here. I want you to please keep this program in mind in your future endeavors so we can have the pleasure of your company again. Especially let
yes.
us know whatever
yes.
else you decide to dabble in.
Okay.
It will always be an honor to have you here. My guest today, Hector Serrano, theater professor at the Valle Verde campus of El Paso Community College, revisiting his long career in local theater, previewing Butterflies Are Free, which will be his final show before retirement. And again, Butterflies Are Free opens at the Trans Mountain Forum Theater, that's 9570 Gateway Boulevard, this coming Friday, April 4th. Shows will be Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2:30 through April 13th. Hector, it's an absolute pleasure to visit with you. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.